Good morning. I hope you enjoyed creating a song with AI. AI is so easy to use and so funny. You just need to be curious to learn AI. AI progress has become exponential, and we can't control it for two reasons: because it happens too fast for governments to regulate it, as you know, institutions are slow to act, and also because even if they somehow regulate it, other countries will not. And we will end having superintelligence anyway. Technology moves at its own pace, and we cannot stop this race. This means that in the next 20 years, we will advance so much that you will see all the advances that you would have seen on 1,000 years in a world without AI. In 2046, you will already live in the year 3000. So your generation will advance a 50 generations of progress instead of one. That's the main effect of the singularity. Over the next few years, you are going to live through the top 20 science fiction movie plots, all happening simultaneously at the same time. The most important thing to understand is that we are moving from a society based on human labor and capital to a society based on data and intelligence. Intelligence is becoming a commodity like electricity or water or gas that arrives silently in our houses. They're all services that we take for granted, but it took centuries to bring them to our homes. Let me get this straight. Soon, the only jobs left will be those that involve human relationships, human values, human feelings, human judgments, and human tastes. Your job will be to choose between all the products and services generated by AI, the best ones from your human point of view. Don't be scared. This is a gift to humanity if you think about it. Human values will become almost irrelevant in modern society. You already know that here in Italy, we so do not have any smart destination because we are not very good at networking. Thanks to AI, it will force us to collaborate. If we want to survive, I mean, from a working point of view. Anyway, many jobs in the tourism field luckily require human relationships, human feelings, so they are pretty safe, AI-proof jobs. You just need to navigate through the times of trouble that will come in the next years until our society finds a new equilibrium. For example, the cost of software development is already going to zero thanks to the work of teams of AI agents. The job of the software developer is gone. AI applied to robotics is also going to decrease the cost of manufacture, the cost to build objects, and maybe even the cost of energy will decrease thanks to the new huge solar plants. If this happens, then we might even live in a world in which money isn't very useful anymore. Everything is possible for AI. Soon, you will live in a post-capitalist, post-scarcity society. And what does this society look like? Nobody knows. It's you who will shape it with your vision, while AI destroys all the meaningless jobs left. This may be the most important activity of your life, your true mission on this planet. You couldn't wish for anything better to do. Anyway, today's lesson is quite different from usual. You are going to study, in fact, the basics of filmmaking. Maybe between you there's the new Steven Spielberg or the new Quentin Tarantino, who knows? You don't need to become a super expert, as AI is already taking charge of many technical details, so you don't need to know, for example, the differences between all types of cameras and lenses. But you still need to know the various types of movie shots, because each one of them is used to obtain a specific effect or feeling in your audience. Each movie is made up by a sequences. Sequences are made up by scenes, and scenes are made up by video shots, or simply shots. A shot is defined as a continuous series of frames, beginning from the moment the camera starts recording until it stops. However, since in your case you won't use a camera to make the movie, but the tool Google Video, in this case each shot corresponds to any 8 seconds video clip that Video generates. You can follow the rest of this lesson in the slides to learn the different types of movie shots, camera motions, and camera angles, as each one of them is illustrated by one or more images.